are dismissing. Under the advice and the direction of the CDC, the governors and the state boards of education and all those things. And we have got a guest joining us here online. We have Tanya Woods, the superintendent of the Thayer Schools. And first of all, thanks for joining us this morning, Ms. Woods.
Hey, thank you, Mike.
All right, so this week, Thayer was fortunate enough that they were on spring break when all of this mess kind of started. But now you're down to the Thursday of spring break, and it's back to school on Monday. And I know people out there, especially with kids in school, if they are wondering what's going to take place from here. And I guess that's my first question. What is going to take place when spring break is over?
Well, I was at a meeting this morning at 9 o'clock at West Plains with other area superintendents. And as you know, we were on spring break. So was West Plains, the surrounding K-8s around West Plains. And I thought it was funny that last night I was watching Channel 8 out of Jonesboro, and they said the only schools in Missouri that were not shut down was Thayer, Missouri, and West Plains. So, yeah, they forgot to mention that we were on spring break. Sure. So, anyway, we will be following suit with what the governor, CDC, what everybody's recommended. We will be shutting down Monday, and for right now, we're going to do it at a two-week time period. So we'll be shut down from Monday until the 3rd of April. The State Department, along with MSHA, the Governing Sports Board, has said, you know, no activities, so if schools shut down, no practices, spring baseball, softball, golf is all shut down. So we are going to follow suit and be shut down.
And so, Tanya, and of course, I mean back to school on April the 6th, if everything goes according to plan.
If, and, yeah, you know, Mike, I just, we're just going to play it by ear and watch and see how this spreads. I mean, I just don't see the sense in shutting down for long term right now. You know, if we get some good weather in and we get some humidity and some heat and stuff, maybe we can, maybe this stuff will, you know, go away quicker than what we, you know, than what people are saying, so.
Yeah, well, and we certainly hope so. So I would assume then in the meantime, will there be some activity at school? I mean, some deep cleaning and sanitizing of the school while the shutdown is going on?
Oh, yeah, that's been going on. Matter of fact, I had Michael was in here a while ago. He was wiping down all my doorknobs and stuff. We've had deep cleaning going on for the last couple of weeks, and not only on school at the school, but also on school buses. Also, I want to point out that we did send in a waiver to try to feed our kids, our families that need food. So we will, starting Monday, we will have a food system set up at the Thayer Elementary School. It will run from 10 o'clock until noon on Mondays and Wednesdays. So you can do a drive-through, and what you will receive is forever the number of kids you have, you know, we will give you lunches, breakfast and lunch for Monday and Tuesday, all on Monday. And then on Wednesday, you'll get Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday breakfast and lunches. Also, if you can't make it up here, if the parents are at work and the kids are home and you need us to deliver it, we will deliver. But we do need you to call the school number, and either the on Monday and Wednesday mornings, call the school 264-4600 in either the elementary or the high school, and let them know that you do need meals, where you're at, and how many you need. So we will have that service available.
Well, very good. And will those meals be free?
Yes, those meals are free. Those meals will be free. We have submitted our waiver to the state, and that was accepted, and so those meals will be free for, right now they're just saying those meals are free for our students at school.
All right, very good. Well, that's fantastic news, and I know people probably, you know, during an extended shutdown like this, probably are struggling with that.
You know, Mike, it's the economical, you know, it's going to hurt everybody economically. I mean, it's just a never seen anything like it. Hope we don't see it again. But I think just the community staying together, and, you know, I've heard wonderful stories of people helping each other out, taking groceries, setting it on the front doors. You know, don't forget our elderly who need to stay inside. You know, call, let us help you. Let, if you need something, call, let us, you know, drop things off for you.
Sure.
I think it's just, we just need to stay community minded right now and help any way we can, but yet keeping that social distance. So
I would agree. Tanya Wood, superintendent of the Thayer School, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Hey, thank you, Mike. We appreciate you guys.
All right. You have a good day. All right, so there you go, folks. Thayer Schools will be shutting down, and they're on spring break now, but Monday the 23rd through April the 3rd, there'll be no school at Thayer. And again, we'll continue to remind you about that meal program next Monday and Wednesday, and then again the following Monday and Wednesday for those kids out there. And again, thank you for joining us just a little bit here on the Redbone Show to Ms. Tanya Wood, superintendent of the Thayer Schools.